the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
上次就是神父在我们那儿讲了一点之后哈、他这个万福玛利亚第一句还不会领，你看这一段是他把这第一句已经学会了。
As I said, I really love religious sisters, but the church also really loves religious sisters.
就像神父说的，他说我特别爱修女们。就像教会也特别爱修女一样的。
In the Second Vatican Council, the constitution on the church describes the people that the church consists of.
就是在第二次梵蒂冈第二次大公会议里边的一些这个文献里边也表述，就是修女是组成教会的一个非常重要的组成部分。
And we know we have.The bishops and the priests, and we have the lay faithful, but Vatican II says that religious life is also an essential part of the church.
就像这个大公会议的文献里边描述的，说这个我们教会的组成部分包括神父、主教、神父和教友。但是呢，作为修会生活或者修道团体的生活，这是教会生活的中心。
So the church is missing something essential if there are no religious sisters.
假如教会要是没有修女的这样一个团体修女的生活的话，那教会将会失去一个这样一个中心的东西。
And the more religious sisters and the holier they are, also the church is better and holier.
所以就是说，如果这个我们说修女们。在教会中他们的生活更圣善的话，那就使得教会的生活越来越圣善。
So Vatican II said that religious life is a splendid sign of the heavenly kingdom.
那在这个第二次大公会议里边关于就是、就是说修女生活的，我们就说、叫奉献生活，在教会中它是一个、天国的闪耀。
And in the scriptures, the book of Revelation says that the church is a bride adorned for her husband.
所以在这个、我们说在末世录里边、也描述了这个修女，我们说做奉献生活的是耶稣基督的新娘。
And the Vatican Council said that religious life is the adornment. It is the splendor of the bride.
也就是说这个修女的这种奉献的生活，它是，闪光的，像耶稣最可爱的新娘。
So religious life is beautiful, and it shows the beauty of the church.
同时，就是说修道生，我们的修道生活，展现的是教会生活的，更美丽的部分。
The Second Vatican Council also said that religious life is marvelous and miraculous.
What is miraculous?
Miracle.
也在这个梵蒂冈第二次大公会同时也描述，就是修道的团体生活就像一个奥迹一样。
And Pope John Paul, when he wrote about religious life,
教宗若望保罗二世，他就是关于这个修会生活呢，他有关方面的这个描述。
He said that consecrated men and women make the characteristics of Jesus visible in the world.
也就是说，修道的男女，他们使得耶稣基督的容貌有形可见。
What are the characteristics of Jesus?
那就是说，我们说耶稣的这个可见的容貌在哪里呢？
Jesus was poor and chaste and obedient, just like we are as religious.
耶稣的生活呢，就是我们说是贫穷的、贞洁的、是听命的，那就像我们修道生活所宣认的一样。
Pope John Paul also said that religious life makes the mystery and the mission of the church shine forth.
这个教宗若望保罗二世同时也提到了，就是修会生活 就像教会can you repeat it again?
The
shining and
the mystery and mission of the church shines forth.
使得就是修会生活，我们说就是修道生活，使得教会的使命在这个世界上闪耀。
And religious life also contributes to the renewal of society.
同时呢，这个我们说这修道生活也能够帮助整个的社会的更新。
I'm going to say more about this, but let me point out how important religious life is. We can see how important it is.
神父一会儿呢，就是还要就说的就是更详细一些，就是看看这个修道生活在教会中是怎么的重要。
Pope John Paul also said that religious life reflects the inner nature of the Christian calling.
我们说修道生活，就说我们是修会生活，它反映就是天主对我们一种内在召唤。
And religious life shows us what the whole church is striving for.
也就能够展现出来，就教会努力，就说在治理要做的事情，我们修道生活就应该体现出这样一种生活方式。
This is because consecrated men and women embody the gospel.
那我们说度奉献生活的人本身就应该是福音的本身。那或者是就是说我们本我们说修道人本身就是一个福音。
So again, Pope John Paul says that consecrated men and women help everyone to make a full and loving response to God.
也就是说，我们说度奉献生活的人有责任去帮助别人成为全心全意的爱天主的人。
So when people see religious, they are getting a very clear picture of the beauty of the church.
所以我们说度奉献生活的人可以给别人展现出教会的美，教会的美善。
And when people see consecrated men and women, they should see a picture of the gospel.
假如人们能看到，就是我们从我们修道人的身上看到我们的美善的话，那就会看到整个福音的美善。
And if we are living as we should be,then we help people to make a more full response to God.
也就是说，如果我们能够活出这样一种生活，天主对我们的召教的话，那同时就能够帮助别人，也能够全心全意地回应天主在他们身上的召唤。
And if we are living as we should, then it can really transform society.
如果我们能活出来我们召教生活的价值的话，同时呢，也就能够改变整个的社会。
We can think of the gospel as being like a seed.
我们就是可以想想，就是我们说福音就像一个种子一样。
And in the human heart and in human society,There is a soil to receive that seed.
就说在人类的这个整个的社会生活中，包括人心啊，我们说这个福音就像这个种子播种在人心里。
And when the soil of a heart or the soil of a society receives the seed, it becomes something. It grows into something beautiful.
当然，就说我们就是人心也好，在整个社会也好。如果能接受福音这颗种子在他们心里成长的话，那当然这个社会就会，社会也好，人心也好，就会变得会更美好。
And religious life, as a community, and also the heart of each religious should be very good soil.
也就是说呢，我们每一个度奉献生活的人，那我们每个人的人心就应该成为一个应该成为我们说叫良田。或者叫沃土。
And if a seed lands in very good soil, it can grow into a strong tree.
假如说这个种子落在一个良田里的话，当然就会有助于它长成一棵比较强健的大树。
And a strong tree can produce more seed.
然后就说这个比较强健的树呢，它会结出更多的种子。
And also, when people see a beautiful tree, they want to have more beautiful trees.
假如人们看到这个树本身的美丽的话，那他会希望说会有更多的这个美好的树。
So maybe the soil of the society around us is not very good.
我们也可能看到整个的社会啊，就是在我们围绕在我们身边这整个的社会，并不是说特别好的，对我们来说，并不目前看并不是一个或者是不是良田。
But in order to have more beautiful trees, people start to transform that soil so that it can receive the seed.
所以因为这个目前这个我们说这个田地不是特别的良好，所以呢就需要有好的种子继续播种，让他们慢慢接受之后然后有所改变。
So, a Christian society can start with a good religious community.
也就是说我们说比较良好的这个基督徒的生活，那就是我们修道人可以从我们修道人帮助他们成为一个有基督宗教文化的这样一个环境。
If people see our religious life and our religious community, they want to change their life to be able to receive the gospel.
如果他们看到我们修道团体生活的这种美善的话，他们也就更愿意接受福音的价值和福音的种子。
And this is why we see in the Acts of the Apostles that the church was really at the beginning a religious community.
这就是我们从这个《宗徒大事录》里边我们可以看到，在最初的时候，我们说那个基督徒团体他们是什么样子的，也就是说我们今天看来那修会的团体生活也是这个样子。
In fact, we heard in this morning's gospel that there was a community of widows.
大家今天听今天早晨的福音的时候，
St. Paul speaks about an order of widows.
这个圣保禄宗徒 St. Paul, Paul.
In the scriptures,
yeah,
huh?
对，在这个圣经里边，圣保禄呢就跟那些个寡妇们。
And it seems that
他们在讲他整个的，就是说怎么样，就是按照那个次序。
And it seems that those
去生活啊 ，Okay, let's continue.
Okay. And it seems that those widows were perhaps the first religious women.
我们说当时的可能那些寡妇也可能啊，我们说就是在这个说这个修道，就是说修女生活，也可能是他们的，就是说早期呢，他们就是我们过奉献生活的人的雏形。
The gospel moves us by our love for Jesus to live together and to support each other.
所以像这种雏形呢，就是能够帮助我们慢慢就是看看怎么样大家在一起生活，互相相亲相爱，互相彼此合作和支持。
And that intense community of love becomes the center of the church.
所以这个大家就是在一起的这种相亲相爱的生活就成了教会生活的中心。
And then God's grace flows out from that community to start transforming society and the world around.
所以大家能够看到，就是说天主的爱借着修道团体的生活，就是慢慢慢慢这样就是去延续，然后把这个爱传递到社会。
So again, we see how important religious life is for the purity, the holiness, and the growth of the church.
所以我们从这一点上也能够看到，就是修道生活，我们说就或者是修会生活，在教会中的这个作用，它怎么样一点一点的去扩展在教会的生活和社会生活当中。
Throughout the ages, throughout the centuries in Europe, the society was strongly affected by religious life.
就说在若干的世纪，尤其是包括这个欧洲的这个教会，就是多少年以来，修会生活已经就是对整个教会的生活起到了非常重要的影响和作用。
In the year 600, the Pope was a Benedictine.
那是
Pope Gregory. Around 600.
差不多在对应该是十六世纪的时候，其中的教宗就是应该是叫 Benedictine 615。
About 600.
600.
The year
6. 差不多就是十七世纪的时候，其中的一位教宗就是本笃会的会士。
Pope Saint Gregory the Great.
圣教宗俄我略。
And he sent
教宗那圣神父教宗那个是
大圣俄我略，
大圣俄我略。Yeah, yes, it's Benedictine.
So it's complicated.
Yes,
And he sent Benedictine missionaries to England.
那个时候就是教宗送这个他们的这个本笃会的会士送到派到英国去。
And 100 years later, Benedictine missionaries came to Germany.
然后100年之后呢，就派他们的本笃会的这个传教士去了德国。
That Benedictine missionary that came to Germany was Saint Boniface.
然后就是他本笃会的会士在德国的开始，就是在德国的这个，我想应该翻译成中文叫什么？这是德国一个地名了，叫 Boniface， 在那个地方开始的。
And Benedictine monasteries began to transform Germany and France and Italy and Spain.
那个时候就是他们的这个本笃会的传教士在当地就开始影响德国呀、意大利呀、西班牙、法国呀，就对这些国家都产生了影响。
There were some monks who were preaching the gospel.
他们就是那些会士，他们就开始就是宣讲福音。
But many of the monks were simply living a religious life.
那是大部分的会士，他们就是只是过这种修道的团体生活。
And as they slowly transformed the countryside and built farms, the barbarians were impressed by the witness.
他在那个时候，他们就是做这种最基础的工作，比如说，他就影响在当地的那些个就是普通老百姓的生活。
And slowly, the barbarians wanted to become more like the monks.
然后就是当地的就是那种我们说的就有蛮族啊，就是他们没有受教化的那些人。然后慢慢的，他们受到了影响，受到了教化之后，然后有的人就加入了修道院。
And they started to embrace the gospel.
然后呢，他们就是也就接受了福音的这个精神。
100 years later, the Holy Roman Empire was formed from.All of those tribes.
然后就是100年之后呢，这个说罗马皇帝呢，然后又强迫他们去了另外一个别的 different places.
So Germany became the center of the Holy Roman Empire that spread all over Europe.
那个时候就德国就成了这个等于说，宗教的中心了。然后他们就开始向四周去扩散了。
So it began with religious life.
所以它的开始呢是起源于修道生活对他们的影响。
Religious life has a powerful effect on society.
所以说这个修道的生活对整个的社会产生了强有力的影响。
Around the year 1800,
差不多在1800年的时候，
Napoleon wanted to destroy the power of the church.
Napoleon,
the head of the king, the French Revolution. Yeah,
就是在法国大革命的时候啊，他们那个时候呢就开始就想，就是把修道就是要这个叫驱散，或者是要破坏这个修会的团体生活。
And when they wanted to destroy the power of the church and replace it with a different culture.
他们就是想把这个教会的这样一个文化就破坏了，然后用另外一种文化来取而代之的时候。
They first attacked religious communities.
他们首先就是攻击的，那就是修会的团体生活，修会。
Throughout France and Austria and Germany.
然后从德国，然后到 Austria 到匈牙利。
Germany,
and 到德国
Spain,
然后到西班牙
Portugal,
然后就是葡萄牙
and Italy,
还有意大利
There were 10,000 religious houses.
差不多有一万个就是修会的这个修院的这个团体
But after only a few years, the government reduced it to less than 300. So there was a real attack on religious life in order to attack the church.
所以他们就是为了攻击教会的话，他首先要攻击，就是或是破坏的是修会。
The point is again how important religious life and our religious communities are for the strength of the church.
所以这个意义是什么呢？也就是说，我们可以看到修会的生活在教会中有多么的重要。当他们就说在主想攻击教会的时候，他首先要摧毁的是修会。
And this is not because religious were powerful with weapons.
这个原因呢，不是因为说我们这个说修会说你有武器啊，不是因为这个。
But simply because of our prayer and our love for each other, our service to society.
那主要就是因为我们彼此之间的相爱 ，love and
prayer, love for each other.
我们的祈祷。我们的彼此的相亲相爱，以及对这个社会的影响。
Simply by our love for Jesus, we have a powerful influence on the world.
因为爱基督本身对这个社会就是一个强有力的影响。
Pope John Paul, in his exhortation, Vita Consecrata, said that religious life is prophetic.
教宗若望保罗二世关于修道团体生活还有一个另外的一个描述。Can you repeat the last sentence again?
Religious life is prophetic.
Prophetic.
Like a prophet.
就说我们修道生活就是它具有一个先知性的使命。
And we know that religious life is prophetic because of the vows of poverty and chastity and obedience.
因为我们的这个三愿生活，所以说我们的修道生活具有先知性。
Because the world wants money and sex and power.
当然你看社会生活和我们宣发的这几个三愿的生活就是恰恰相反，比如说我们的贫穷愿，那社会上追求的是金钱；那我们的是贞洁愿，这个社会上追求的是一种什么？这么就是性方面的这个解放和自由。The last one is free, the freedom.
Or power.
或者是权利。那我们说这个服从愿，就是和社会上相比较的话，他们就追求的个人的权利。
But another part of religious life that we will focus on, that is prophetic, is our life in community.
那另外一个就是具有先知性的，我们说修会团体生活，就是我们的团体生活。
Because we live something, we really have a miracle in our community life.
其实我们在团体生活，大家生活在一起本身就是一个奇迹，或者是就是一个奥迹。
In our community life, we are challenged to love and to live with people that we did not choose.
因为在我们的修会生活中，那我们就是有一个挑战。挑战是什么呢？就是因为我们就要学会去爱那些个人不是你选择的人。
We learn to love people who are very different, who came from very different places than us.
去学习，爱那些个和你不一样。同时呢，也是从和你非常不同的，从其他的地区来的人。
Sometimes people think because we are all Catholic, we all think the same.
有时候我们可能会想，我们这不都是教友吗？都是来自教友家庭，我们可能都一样。
When I joined the monastery, my father said to me, "It must be nice to live with people who are all the same."
然后就是神父就说讲他自己的故事。他入修道院的时候，他父亲对他讲说：“这挺好啊，说你加入修道院，你们看你们这个都和你一样的人生活在一起，应该是件好事情。”
And I asked him, where is that place?
然后神父就问他父亲说，说这个地方在哪儿呢？
We are not the same.
事实上就是说，我们是每个人都不一样的。
But we learn because of Christ how to live with and how to love people who are very different.
但是我们呢，是从中学什么呢？学我们怎么样，基督怎么样爱了我们。
And this is also a powerful prophetic sign of how society can be.
这也就是说，给我们一个强有力的这样一个标记，是我们的社会应该成为什么样子的，我们的修会应该成为什么样的样子。
By living in charity for one another, we challenge the world to also live in greater charity.
我们就是生活在一起，因着爱生活在一起，同时呢，就像这个社会，就像宣布一样，那我们的爱是这个样子的。那社会生活的爱，如果像我们这个样子的话，那就是理想化的生活。
But as Pope John Paul said, prophecy draws its power from authenticity.
这个教宗若望保世也讲，若望保罗二世也讲，这个 property
prophecy。
就是这个，我们说这个我们的先知使命，同时表现在就是因为我们这种真诚的相爱，这种他相爱的真实性，就表达出我们的先知性的使命。
So it is not enough to talk about these things; we have to also live these things.
当然，我们就说谈的这些个不足以能够谈的完全明白，但是呢，我们应该这样生活出来。
And I think it is a beautiful witness that all of you have come together from all over China.
这就是说我们的一个见证是什么呢？我们已经这样生活在一起了，我们是从不同的地方来的。
And there is a beautiful bond that we share as religious.
所以这对我们来说就是一个非常明确的或是明显的一个这个连接。那我们因着这种信仰，我们大家生活在一起。
Even though we are so different, the bond that we share is our love for Jesus.
尽管我们每个人都非常不同，但是呢，我们就是因为爱着耶稣基督的这样一个纽带，把我们联系在一起。
But we have to keep renewing that love for Jesus and renewing our commitment to the Word of God.
所以说，我们既然大家因为这个纽带连接在一起，我们就应该不断的更新，因着基督的爱，同时呢，我们也逐步的更新我们爱基督的这样一个承诺。
I hope that this time for you has already been renewing.
神父也希望呢，就是这样一个机会呢，希望我们能够作为一个更新的起点。
And I hope that in our time together, I can also help you to renew your love for Jesus and also your commitment to community life.
我们就是在一起的生活呢，也可以作为我们爱基督和爱我们修会团体一个新的起点，同时也是一个新的承诺。
So, I'm not sure if they even. So our plan is to discuss community life for the first 3 days, today, Monday, Tuesday, and then we'll talk a little bit about prayer on Wednesday and Thursday.
所以说就是一二三呢，可能要谈的都是这个关于修这叫我们说团体生活。那后来那两天呢，要给大家就是谈一谈关于祈祷。
And I want to leave you some room for questions as well.
那同时神父也愿意就是给大家机会，然后让大家问问题。
So you can think if there are questions that you want to ask as I am speaking.
然后你们可以有时间的话自己思考思考自己想问的什么问题。
And I want to stop and ask for some questions in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But also to look for a moment at our saint for today, St. Catherine of Siena.
一会儿呢，神父就是先停下来，然后大家问问题。同时呢，今天不是这个圣女加达利娜的这个瞻礼吗？我们说她的这个庆辰吗？说然后呢，我们也可以就是思考一思考关于这个圣女加达利娜的一些个这个问题也好啊，或是有一些个这个思考也好。
Saint Catherine of Siena said, "If you become the saint that God made you to be." You can set the world on fire.
如果这是圣女加德丽娜的一句话啊，就是说你如果想这个在这个世界上成为圣人的话啊，那你就应该在这个世界上成为这个世界的火。
So let me stop there and see if there are any questions, and if not, then we can continue.
神父就是要停下来，看看大家有什么问题要问。How many minutes for questions?
Well, let's see how many questions there are. We can adjust appropriately. And if you don't have any questions, then I have questions for you.
如果你们没有问题的话，神父有问题问大家了啊。我知道这个特别特别普遍，在咱们一般的，比如国内的修女们培训的话，都是有平常听课的，你看都很集中吧。然后有问题吗？马上就是特别安静，一点声音都没有，然后开始就低下头了。
神父，你对团体生活的挑战是什么？最大的挑战是什么？
What is your the biggest challenge in your community life?
Myself.
Yes, yours.
Yeah, me.
Yes, it is you. Yes.
I'm the biggest challenge in my community life.
So, why is it that he? Is your answer?
Yes.
He his answer is that his biggest challenge is to live a group life.
Yes, it's true. The biggest challenge in my community life is my own pride.
他说呢，他最大的挑战就是因为他自己又是内在的这个骄傲。
If I, my pride tells me that I know better, that I am better, that I can do things better, and that's the biggest problem.
他说这个最大的问题就是因为他自己认为，你看我知道的比别人多，我做的也比别人好。然后呢，我认为我自己可能 do better.
Everything better,
yeah,
right?
就说认为自己什么都好，认为自己什么都比别人好，所以这是一个最大挑战。
If I were more humble, then it would be easier to be obedient, and it would be easier to love my brothers, and it would be easier to see the good in everyone.
当然了，就是说我要自己谦卑一些的话。可能就会容易你看到你的兄弟姐妹啊，不是没有姐妹啊，没有姐妹，对不起，他又看他的兄弟会比自己好，同时呢也更容易服从，也更容易爱别人。
We have some. I live in a very large community. We have 160 monks.
他们这个团体很大，他们有160位会士在一起。
And about 90 of them live there all the time.
他们有90位，就是一直都生活在这个团体里。
And I have many holy brothers.
当然他们有很多的这个，就我们是叫会士们，都很圣善的。
And when I see the ways that they listen, and trust, and love, and they see the good, then I know that.I'm the problem.
就是当他看到他们其他的别的那些比较圣善的那些会士们，他们的这种彼此之间的爱呀，大家的信任呐和支持啊，但是他想了想，这不是他们的问题，是我自己的问题。
So I am trying to make community life easier by growing in humility.
也希望自己呢，就是说，慢慢的这个通过这个谦卑一点，然后让自己的这个修道生活变得容易一些。
It's a good question.
说你这个问题问得很好。
谢谢。神父，我已经在你身上看到基督的面貌了。
And she is already able to see the face of Jesus Christ.
That's her faith. Okay, my turn.
然后你们不问问题，现在为什么开始问问题了？
What documents on religious life have you read?
你们读过哪些个关于修会生活的这个文献？
Like from the church.
就是当然是从教会的文献啊，说是教会文献。
Anything?
读哪一些？那个房二的那个是吧 the PC
from Vatican
Council,
Perfecti Caritatis,
yes.
Yeah, there's not much in Chinese, at least on the Vatican website.
Yes, I guess so, this one is in Chinese, it has been
translated
into Chinese, this one. I think that's a directory is in 1993. Another one is a directory of the religious life. It's been translated into Chinese.
Huh. I have to find that.
Yeah.
There's also a nice section that I referenced from the Constitution on the Church, Lumen Gentium, has some good teaching.
The joy of the gospel, the new in cyclical.
You can get from that. Yeah, in 1996, the Pope John Paul published Vita Consecrata, which was after a meeting of bishops on religious life.
1996年的时候也有这个文献，就是教宗若望保罗二世，召开了主教会议之后的这样一个文献。
And I will share more with you from that teaching.
然后神父会跟大家分享，就是更多的。关于修会团体生活的这样一些个教会文献。
And there is also a good document from the Congregation on Religious Life called Fraternal Life and Community.
那个应该叫兄弟之间的共同友爱，这是另外一个。Which year
was published? 1994, I think.
应该是1994年的，这个应该没有中文版。
So,
目前这个还没有翻译。
And I'll share some things from that too.
There is no translate.
It's not in Chinese. There's not much. Mm-hmm. But Vita Consecrata would be good to translate into Chinese.
But I have no time right now, so it's very good. I read part of this.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
还有。More questions?
Do I have more questions? How many of you were baptized as babies?
你们有多少人是在小的时候灵洗的？从小就灵洗的？
And how many baptized as adults?
你们还有哪几位？你们是成人之后灵洗的，长大成年之后灵洗的。
Few of you.
Yeah, few.
Yeah. I was baptized as an adult.
这神父自己也是在长大之后领洗的。
Yeah, when I was 21.
他二十一岁的时候领洗的。
I will tell you more about that later.
然后之后神父会讲一讲他这个领洗之后的故事。
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And,
What about them to share their story about the after baptized? For example, some people who are baptized as a adult, and maybe they have different stories.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a different background.
Yeah.
Especially for a person who baptized at the age, maybe it's 18 years old.
Yeah, I love to hear those stories.
It's up to you.
Yeah, okay. Any other questions?
还有什么其他想问的问题吗？
Okay, good. Well, let's talk a little bit. Maybe we take a short break.
Okay.
Yeah? Start again at 9:30?
Okay, just 5 minutes, it's okay.
Or, yeah, 5 or 10 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes, okay. 那我们现在先休息十分钟，好吗？十分钟，我们是9:35。我这表大概不准啊。